Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Everybody, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Boo. Yeah, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one we're doing pretty, because I'm Adam Todd Brown
and you're. I'm Caitlin Cutt.
Oh, yeah. So this is. Yes. So this is pretty actually, scary. I forgot to write it down.
When you put all of that together, though, yeah. Context clues. I do know what we're doing now.
Yeah, I've got okay. It figured out. Caitlin, how's it going?
Well, you know, it's really neat at almost 36 to wake up one day and have a brand new fear of some way I could die. And I want to thank this entire episode for this possibility.
This might
entering
be the
into
most,
my brain.
This might be the most uncomfortable thing we've talked about on an episode.
It is an uncomfortable death. So it's not painful. It's just horrifying and slow. Anyway, it's
yeah.
I didn't ever. This had never crossed into my brain. And I really did pride myself as a neurotic borderline hypochondriac. I felt like I had thought of all the ways I could die. I really thought that.
Oh, yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to this yet.
Yeah. We're talking about a phenomenon today called grain entrapment. And what's also horrifying about it is not just that it happens, but it mostly happens to teens and kids. But we'll get there.
Okay, but can I just say, like, that's not how I want to start the sentence, but like, it shouldn't be a majority adult death, okay?
Right.
Like this, like grown ass humans shouldn't be dying this way.
Right.
Because
no one should be dying this way.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I always come back to jaywalking. People are, you know, the little memorials on the side of the road. Oh, he died walking across the street. I'm like, how old was that person? I don't know how sorry to feel for this person. Because if you're over 26, okay, let's just put it there. Because everybody's brain is done developing after 26. And you're jaywalking and you die doing it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Someone just died in front of my apartment maybe 6 weeks ago.
Sure.
Because I live right off PCH and
exactly. This is where my thought came from because I would drive PCH to Torrance in the city that you live in.
Yeah.
And I would see all of these people, like memorials of people that died walking across the street. And I'm like, how?
And what happens by my place is people will try and cross this point where there's no median. So you have to navigate both sides. And like 50 feet away, there's a huge median. So just cross there, and then you only have to survive one half at a time. It's nuts. So yeah, you're right. This is a way adults should not die.
I don't know another way to say it. I don't want like, kids to die this way. It's very horrible to think of, but it just
you should.
You
should be
get that up.
You should be tricked into dying this way, which is kind of what happens with grain entrapment. It's not really a trick.
It's just that farms are employing some fun tricks and jumping through some fun loopholes that allow this to still happen.
You know what? It got me also thinking about, like, how as a kid, I thought I would be encountering quicksand a lot more often because of all the movies we watched with quicksand in it.
Yeah.
And, the other dumb thought I had was like, oh, this is a much more applicable use of that same stunt and same tension point in a film. We could just give it a grain silo.
Yeah.
And you got me. Like,
and good news, that film exists.
Yeah.
It's called Silo, and that's what gave me the idea for this episode. I have been scrolling through Amazon movies looking for something to rent, and I passed Silo a couple times, and I was like, what? Is this like a haunted corn silo? Like, just stay out of it if that's the case. Just get your corn. Does the corn become haunted and then spread throughout the U.S.?
Haunted corn sounds really scary to me.
I mean, it would be in almost every home, so that's a problem. But
yeah, right.
This wasn't haunted corn. When I finally looked at the description, it's about a young tyke who gets trapped in a grain silo.
Did you watch the movie? Yeah. And I got mad at you because I was like, God damn it, Adam. I don't want to think about this. I watched the parts I needed to watch for the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, let me just, I don't know the storyline. I don't know the whole thing, but I watched the significant pieces of what we were enough to viscerally disturb me.
That's the thing. I'm not going to pretend it's a great movie. Like, I don't want to give people that impression, but the scenes where this kid is trapped in this grain silo are fascinating and very entertaining and very uncomfortable. Like, I felt it in my chest. It's just that sometimes they cut away to like bullshit family drama that no one cares about.
That stuff was, we didn't need it.
Yeah.
It was like, it's like one of the, it could have been, you know, like a 28 hours kind of thing, or like the, remember that shark movie that came out a couple of years ago where the girl was like stuck on the buoy. If it had just been how this person escapes a silo and just that, that's the only drama we need. They kept peppering in family dynamics. And I'm like, you're gilding the lily here, people.
Yeah. No one gives a shit.
I'm here with it. Like, I'm doing it. I'm here to watch this.
So what is grain entrapment? It's kind of what it sounds like. It's when a piece of corn comes up and entices you into committing a crime that you wouldn't have committed otherwise. Different kind of entrapment. Sorry.
Oh,
that's police entrapment. We're talking grain entrapment. Let me check. That is when a person becomes partially submerged in grain and can't get out on their own.
Totally quicksand status. It is like you can't move. And if you move, you sink.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad on its own. So what do? You reach in and pull them out? We'll get there. It's so much worse than that.
What a pedestrian assumption on our end. That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Negative. It's basically like when ice falls apart. Like, you have to get like a big plank of wood. You can't, and it's so stressful.
It's a whole rescue operation. And the way it's most commonly caused is through this practice called walking down the grain, which means an employee. Now picture a corn silo, people at home, which is a silo filled with corn. If you can't picture a silo, yikes, fucking Google it, I guess.
Don't admit that in public.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that openly. Yeah.
And what walking down the grain means is an employee will go inside this corn silo and walk on top of the corn as it's being drained at the bottom, which is meant to encourage the movement of the corn. Wildly dangerous thing to do. It is.
Why wouldn't there be some kind of bungee-like apparatus to at least, do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
here's
because
the thing.
It in practice looks like a bad idea. Like, I can't imagine doing it and thinking like, oh yeah, I'm going to go grocery shopping. Like, no, I'd be terrified the whole time.
Yeah. The problem is, in a lot of cases, there are certain safety measures in place inside the silo. It's just that when it starts happening, it happens too fast and you can't reach those things. And that's why OSHA, they strictly prohibit this. You're not supposed to do it. The problem is, much like if you run a small podcast network, if you have less than 10 employees, OSHA regulations don't matter. Like, they don't really apply to you. Or if you run a family farm and you want your kids to work on it.
Which explains why you constantly have that open flame next to you when we record. That makes more sense now.
And, well, also the tracking device that I put on you.
Yeah, well, that I just kind of assumed just because you care about me and want
to
know.
Well, I care about you being here to record when it's time to record.
Yeah, I just hear the care about me part and I stop listening to the rest of it because I'm a good person.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on. I pray on things like that because OSHA regulations don't apply to me.
Yeah, and I'm attracted to people just in all forms of my different life for people that just completely take advantage of me. Well, no wonder I did stand up for so long.
Oh,
hey-o!
Fucking stand up. So
not doing that anymore.
the reason employees would do this is they may enter grain facilities if the grain is stuck or clumping.
Sure.
Or in grain vehicles and outdoor piles, children have also been entrapped or engulfed. So it's not just in silos. Anywhere there's a big ass pile of corn or grain of any sort, you could drown in it, basically. And you wouldn't expect that, but it happens. It usually happens one of three ways. A grain bridge, where the grain appears stable, but is actually unstable grain sitting on top of stable grain. Vertically stacked grain may seem stable, but just fall on you in like a landslide, which again, you think, oh, I just got covered in 3 or 4 feet of corn. I can just push my way out.
Yeah, it's not a pile of leaves. Like, it doesn't work that way.
It's very heavy.
But I didn't, none of this was anything I had considered before.
No.
This was a thought, a completely new thought exercise for me. Now I'm just going to be afraid of corn fields. I'm just starting with the fields.
Well, we talked about corn detasseling and corn rash and things like that. Corn is scary in all its forms. And then it gives people diabetes.
I forgot about that episode. Oh, yeah. We've talked about so much.
Yeah, we should just do an episode about corn.
You have a whole podcast about it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, cool. The band.
Yeah. Yep. That's the joke.
True. also, if grain begins moving while a person is on top of it, most people's body weight will cause them to sink into it. And like Caitlin said earlier, it's like quicksand. Just the exact same thing, the same way that's depicted in movies. Engulfment happens very quickly due to the suction of the grain. Once it starts moving, you don't just sink into it. It starts pulling you down. It's the exact same thing they say about quicksand when you see it in a movie and they're like, don't move. The more you move, the more you're going to sink. It is the exact same fucking thing, but with corn.
Oof. The listener currently is thinking, how much more could they possibly have to say on this topic? And I just want you to know that Adam has created 6 pages of info, all pertinent. I just wanted to jump in because there's much here about this that is shocking.
It's one of those things that just keeps getting worse as you dig into the details.
No kidding.
Like how suffocation can happen in minutes because, again, you're drowning in corn. And it also can take hours for a rescue team to locate and evacuate a person because this is a huge silo and now you're just somewhere underneath it. They don't know if you're 5 feet underneath, 10 feet.
Well, let's just do away then with this whole needle in a haystack analogy going forward, because clearly it's just hard to find anything on a farm. That's what I'm getting from this.
Oh, yeah. Including happiness. So over half of the people who become entrapped eventually become engulfed. So that those two different engulfed means you're all the way under. Entrapped means at least your head or something is above the corn.
Engulfed is the death part, though. You're not going to make it out after
you're engulfed. Yeah, if you get engulfed, you're probably going to die in a couple of minutes. There's a few stories I found about people who, like, found an air pocket when they were engulfed, and that managed to keep them alive long enough. But, yeah, if you go under, you're going to die. And that, in the silo movie, when this incident happens, it happens to two people. And one of them just goes under immediately. And when the rescuers show up, they're like, well, where's this guy? And the kid's like, he went under. And they're like, all right, well, I guess we're just focusing on you then, because you're dead. You're dead if you sink underneath corn.
There's a lot of perspective in that silo movie. You know what I'm saying? Oof,
it really is. And so if a person is stuck once the grain stops flowing, most people can't get out on their own if they're submerged past their knees which that also is crazy. Like, imagine being stuck. Again,
this is just not like none of this is something I was prepared to understand, because I would think, oh, I'm good. I'm only past my knees. Wrong go, Caitlin. You're going to die. You're going to die in that silo.
Like, if you grew up in a snowy enough environment like I did, you know that there's times where you're walking on snow and this will happen. And like your leg will just go deep in snow. Imagine if you couldn't move after that. Like, if you just were fucking stuck there until someone came and got you out.
Snow doesn't rush to gather in after you all at, you know what I mean? That in that way. Sometimes when you like whoop, like in the snow, it's funny. And like, there's like that Wile E. Coyote imprint that your body's made with the grain thing. It's like water. It just seals up after you. There is no way to even know where you entered into the pile of grain.
Ugh,
I don't like it.
Yeah, if it goes past your waist, you're definitely going to need help getting out. If it goes past the chest, get right with your maker, because it's going to be really touch and go as to whether you survive that at all.
Because it sucks you in. This is the thing I had not considered.
It's because of the weight of the grain. It causes all this pressure on your body, especially if you're trapped horizontally, which that would be the worst.
No, that's a bad sitch.
And it makes it more difficult to breathe, even if your airway is not obstructed. And it gets worse each time you inhale, because that corn moves in a little bit more every time you inhale.
And
it crushes
you. So you're suffocating and you're being crushed.
Yeah. People have likened the pressure to cement or quicksand again. And
I think that it's, you know, what's made us assume we could get out of this, Adam, is the beanbag.
Yes.
I think we assume it's like a beanbag, like a bunch of beanbags.
Yeah. When the truth is, you could potentially die from unpopped popcorn. Like, you could just drown in movie theater popcorn waiting to be. Like,
that's basically what we're talking about here. That's
rice. I'm assuming this could happen with rice, probably oats. Wheat, oats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All killers. All
kidney beans, black beans, beans for sure. All beans. Lentils.
Beans.
Just all the beans.
Good for your heart. Just don't drown in them, as famous childhood saying goes.
What a weird extraction process, too. Like, what the body would look. It would just be weird.
Yeah.
To see a body that was a victim of grain and engulfing. Oh,
we're gonna talk about one.
I know.
Soon. I know. Also, if grain falls on a person, it can cause blunt force trauma. Which what?
That also makes sense.
Yeah,
but and it's like a sandbag.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
I'm desperately trying to pull this into some frame of reference for myself. It's just like so shocking to me, this grain entrapment concept.
Yeah, it's shocking that it happens. And we'll get to the statistics. It's not a particularly rare thing. Like, it doesn't happen all the time, but I'd say a couple times a month, at least. Like, it's a lot.
Just a lot. For what this death is, it's a lot.
Priceline presents Go to Your Happy Price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else, like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or 5-star hotels for 2-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The yearly deaths from grain entrapment hit a peak of 31 in 2010, which again, doesn't sound like a lot, but unlike most other workplace accidents on farms, the rate of grain entrapment in America has not decreased. It just keeps going up. And it's because this is...
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a thing that you're only going to send... I don't know why you would do this. Like, I don't know why... You would have to just have blatant disregard for the person you're sending in to do this.
That's why I'm saying it really should only be children and young teenagers, because adults have no business doing something like this.
And I think that is why it's mostly children and teenagers.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, yeah, that's why. It has to be why. Because all you would ever have to do is stand me outside of a grain silo, explain an eighth of what you have just said to me, and I'd be like, well, never going in there. Like, just, oh, yeah. Like, but kids are like, oh, are you scared? They're stupid.
They are. Their kids are very stupid.
Stephen King gets it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the rescue process. If this happens to you, most cases happen in rural areas, which means rescuers such as fire departments and EMTs have to travel a whole lot of distance to get to you.
Yeah.
And this is a thing where, depending on how deep you're submerged, you need help fast, or you're going to be crushed to death, if nothing else. Ugh. To make matters worse, see, this is like, you think we're through the bad part.
We're not.
And now we're...
That's why I prepared them for how many pages you have written on this topic, because I get it.
Now we're getting to the part where it's also dangerous just to try and rescue a person from this.
I feel bad for the EMT people. This is like trying to rescue somebody from the ocean in the middle of a hurricane. Like, that's what we're talking about right now. Like, it's that risky.
And one of the reasons is because most of these cases happen in enclosed spaces, obviously, such as grain silos, which means that toxic air pollutants, such as mold and toxic gases, make the air dangerous to breathe for the entrapped person and the rescuers. Also, the grain is often kept fresh with air conditioning, which means the core temperature inside that grain is often around 30 to 40 degrees, which means...
That fact is the one I really didn't see coming.
Yeah. You can die of hypothermia from this.
In a silo of corn.
Yeah. You would never expect that shit.
Freezing up to your chest in lentils. Dead.
And here's the thing. If you're not freezing, there's also a risk of heat stroke, because some of the causes of warm conditions inside the silos, poor ventilation if there's hot weather, and heat being released from the grain as it decays can make it like 95 to 100 some degrees inside there.
It sounds like outer space when you talk about these silos. It's like, here are all the ways you die. There's an episode. We should do all the ways you die on all the different planets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This, I feel like if you put this on the list for another planet, they'd be like, what the fuck is going on down there? Why are they walking in their grain silos? Why do they still have grain silos?
Why is it so cold below and so hot above? It's fucking weird.
It's so fucking weird. So if a person is submerged, even as high as their waist, they can't just be pulled out with a rope, which when I was watching the silo movie and I'm seeing this kid sink, I'm like, just throw him a fucking rope. It's just full. Nope. Just, he's right there. Just full. Just throw him a rope. Nope. It's not that simple. It requires 400 pounds of force to remove a person who's just buried at the waist, 900 pounds to remove someone who's fully engulfed. Attempts to remove people can cause serious spinal injury, and attempts to pull people out with ropes connected to tractors have mostly resulted in separated shoulders. Oof.
I just don't even know what to say. It's medieval. It's so scary.
It is. And that's why this is banned. That, like, this is, you're right, it's a medieval practice. It's a thing. It's like poking a hole in someone's skull to cure their diseases. Trepanning, they called it. Like, you don't do that anymore, because it just kills people. But people still do this.
But I would kill someone, because I would assume all we need is a rope. That's the other thing about this, Adam, is it's so much more hopeless than I realized at the beginning.
Yeah, there's a good chance if this happens, you're going to die. It's fatal a lot of times, because also the process to get someone out, you basically have to build a structure around them. The process to free someone involves building walls around them with wood or snow fencing or whatever you can get to stop that flow of corn toward their body. And then you just have to dig out the corn around that structure until you can pull them out. And they have these special made tubes that are made for that purpose. But with those, you got to move really fast, because those increase the pressure on the body of the person you're trying to rescue.
This is just, it's like the end of a Mission Impossible movie, but so much more trashy.
It's, yeah, you would, I don't know. I feel like, well, I don't feel like, I know that watching a movie where this happened, I feel like you would immediately start Googling around to see if they're dramatizing it at all. And I did. I was like, is grain entrapment even, is this a real thing? And let me tell you,
it is real.
It is a horror show. So yeah, there's the plastic tubes. In some cases, cutting a hole in the side of the container or facility that the grain is in can be helpful. But there are a number of conditions in which it can cause further issue, including possibly sucking the person further into the grain by causing it to move, causing structural damage to the facility, and even potentially causing a dust explosion. What?
It's just, it just keeps unfolding as a horrifically dangerous situation. I can't believe it.
And needless to say, if you do make it out, you're going to require immediate medical treatment. It's not like you just get out and you're like, let's hit a Carl's Jr. and celebrate. No.
No, it's like you've got the bends now.
Yeah.
Like it's a combination of every horrible way. It's like falling into ice. It's like getting the bends. It's like a fire. It's all of the elements in a grain silo. Who knew?
And also pretty traumatizing from a mental standpoint. I don't know if it's one of the stories we included in the notes, but there's a story about one guy who this happened to, and he was, the quote from him is something along the lines of, it took like 30 seconds for me to be completely trapped, and I don't like talking about it. And this guy ends up like so traumatized, he can't work on a farm anymore, which is a thing he had been doing his whole life. So he ends up getting a job at a gas station right across the street from the corn silo where he almost died.
Well, if that's not a small town allegory, I don't know what is.
Yeah. So the best way to prevent this, obviously, is to not don't go in a corn silo.
Just don't go. Don't look at them. Don't think about them.
And there's ways to avoid it. Like if you take care of the corn properly, it's going to move around the way you need it to. It'll be fine. Like it does. There is a possibility that you'll need to go in and break some of the corn away from the side if it clumps up. But the thing is, you don't do that while the corn silo is operating at the bottom.
This is where robots are going to help.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like this is not something a human being should be forced to risk their life to do.
Yeah, if this happens, a farmer should be mad that he just lost some equipment. Not that a local team died.
Shouldn't ruin a family. Like yeah. This is a robot job.
Oh, 100%. OSHA does require workers who enter a grain facility to wear a lifeline and be assigned another employee to observe them, and that the employer keeps appropriate rescue equipment available on site. But again, many employers aren't subject to these OSHA requirements, and they have lifelines installed. But again, those aren't usually effective because if you're getting pulled in, you can't reach that lifeline. You have to hope someone can get to it and toss it to you. And by then, will it even matter? If you're submerged below the waist, you could keep yourself maybe from getting sucked in further with that lifeline.
Honestly, I don't know. It seems hopeless. It seems like you do need like a full-blown rescue team to actually get someone out of this. I don't know how you, a coworker, it's going to do much.
Yeah. And it also, in a lot of cases, these lifelines aren't attached securely enough to even matter. Like if anything, the corn is just going to pull that lifeline off the wall and pull it down with you.
900 pounds if you're waist deep. That's what you need to get out. So unless they've got...
Caitlin, it's only 400 if you're waist deep. It's
my bad.
900 if you're horizontal, which no way. Like Matt, then you're in a corn coffin. I don't like that whatsoever.
You only need to sink like 6 inches and you're dead.
Yeah, there are people who've died being like a foot underneath the corn.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's insane. Ugh.
Yeah, because you can't even lift your arms up.
There are also education programs through agricultural centers and schools and government institutions that warn of the dangers of this, including in-person demonstrations using human volunteers in simulators. And of course, there have been incidents of demonstrations gone wrong and requiring rescue operations.
Oh.
So now they've started finally calling for mannequins only to be used in situations like this.
Are these all, I'm assuming this is all America.
Oh, of course. Like that reminds, like, imagine if someone was doing a demonstration of like that famous fireworks exploding in a hand, but they're just putting them in real hands.
Yeah. Like, look, this is a bad idea. Like,
watch this kid die. You'll see.
Frankly, that's how most of us were raised anyway, from a metaphorical standpoint, but
true. Here's a fun side note. Cool. Climate change is making this worse.
Oh, God damn it.
In 2019, entrapment cases went up by 27% over 2018, and deaths from entrapment cases went up 53%. This is because 2019 was extra wet and cold across the Corn Belt, causing farmers to harvest late and produce immature and damp grain, which causes higher spoilage. Oh, grow up! Be so immature, grain.
And just a bunch of, like, shitty attitudes.
It's spoiled.
You know, it's spoiled.
You know, as it just said. This means it's more likely to clump and stick, as well as to cause grain bridges, all factors that cause difficulty draining and requiring workers to enter the facility to release it. What are you going to do? This sounds like, you know, not even robots. This sounds like a problem that could be fixed with a really long stick.
A pole. That's what I was thinking. Like, how is this not a pole? So, like, or like a pool net, like anything.
Just stand in that fucking doorway with a long jackhammer or something and fucking, I don't get
it. I mean, if the corn wants a specific experience, just throw a bunch of mannequins down there.
Yeah. And here's the point, you know, where someone's going to jump in the comments and tell us why this isn't possible. Fine. Mm-hmm. We're dreamers. Okay. Sorry you live with your feet on the ground.
We're just trying to inject a little bit of hope into this hopeless grain silo situation.
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons toward your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Because shopping at Kroger, whether in-store or online, is easy. And saving money is even easier with the Kroger app. So get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
From 2005 to 2015, there were an average of 35 incidents a year, 60 to 70% fatal. That's a lot. That is not a good survivability rate.
So that's like at least 20 people?
Yeah, Jesus. It would be around 20 or so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
God.
But the actual number of incidents is likely higher, even up to as much as a third higher, because non-fatal accidents are underreported. 2009, which was an especially wet year, led to an especially high rate of incidents and deaths in 2010. The rates were going down, but since 2017, these incidents have been going up. Caitlin, as well as other confined space incidents, which here's one I didn't think about, such as accidents in manure pits.
I just watched Back to the Future.
I don't know if I'd rather drown in corn or manure.
Oh, I'm going to pick corn.
Yeah.
I don't want to die in a pile of shit.
Oh, no, no. So in 2017, there were 54 confined space incidents, 23 deaths. In 2018, 61 incidents, 26 deaths. 2019, 67 incidents and 39 deaths. Total grain entrapment incidents rose by 65% between 2017 and 2019. One in six entrapment deaths is a person under 16.
Ew. So gross and sad.
And,
but again, like, I understand how kids die this way. I do. Like, I get how kids, you know, they die on train tracks. They get hit by, I mean, you know, it happens. But it's like the one weird situation where I'm more upset about the adult deaths, because I know they're doing it because they have to for work instead of just being
stupid. No. These kids are doing it for work, too.
Oh, God, I'm so angry now.
Because what's happening, a lot of these happen on family farms where there are no regulations. Like, people freak out about kids working on their parents' farms like that's child labor. That's the law. Kids can work wherever they want as long as it's a family business.
This is so tragic.
So what this is farmers hiring like teens or undocumented immigrants, things like from populations like that, that aren't going to know that grain entrapment is even a thing. And they're sending them in to do this.
I don't know. This is so much more depressing than I even.
Yeah. This isn't kids goofing inside corn silos. It's kids who are working in corn silos.
I just had this like weird, I don't know, Stand By Me vision of some kids being stupid, but this is so much worse and so much darker. As always.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. OSHA regulations and fines and improvements in grain facilities led to the decrease in incidents seen in the early 2000s, but small farms with under 10 employees are not subject to those regulations. And those are the vast majority of farms in the U.S. Sure. Most farms don't have more than 10 employees. 70% of these incidents happen on farms that are exempt from OSHA regulations. Agriculture is one of the highest risk industries in America.
Sure.
Grain entrapment incidents don't make up a high proportion of agriculture industry injuries and deaths, but they are particularly horrifying, not only for the people that they happen to, but their coworkers and families who have to go in and basically pull a dead body from all this corn and then presumably still send it out to be eaten by Americans. And this happens because people just take risks and think it's not going to happen to them, but it will.
Yeah. So, well, clearly, especially in my nightmares, I'm going to have a nightmare about this. There's no way around it.
Let's talk about some recent incidents.
Okay.
One of the most famous kid named Tommy Osier, O-S-I-E-R. We're going to link to a New York Times article where this is mentioned. Just a heads up. Maybe skip that video unless you want to hear a mother talking about holding her child's dead body after it was drowned in corn, jaw dislocated, mouth and nose so heavily packed full of corn that he even had it in his lungs. The boy in question, Tommy Osier, was a Michigan high school student who struggled in school, he was held back, was still a year from graduating when he died in 2011. He'd gotten a job on a farm working with livestock, and the article points out he made $7.40 an hour, which they present that like it's a good thing, but it's 15 cents above minimum wage, and incredibly depressing when you take into account how this ended. The owner of this farm claimed that he knew about the risk of toxicity and combustion in the air inside silos, but didn't know about the risk of cascading grain.
How? Because he's lying.
He's probably lying. He had no equipment for air quality monitoring or for rescue on the farm, but authorities still found him clear of willfully flouting state rules about sending workers into grain silos. How? He sent a worker into a grain silo.
If that lawsuit goes, oh boy.
Yeah. So
talk about a cascade.
So Tommy Osier died inside that grain silo.
Oh my God.
And he was the second of two incidents that almost kind of led to some change. The other was in 2014, a 14-year-old worker became entrapped after he and two other workers entered a grain silo. One of them, a 19-year-old, also became entrapped in an attempt to rescue him. They both died in seconds. That's how fast this can kill you. Seconds, they died. The third, a 20-year-old, was also entrapped trying to save the 19-year-old, who was his best friend. He was stuck, pinned against his friend's dead body for 12 hours as 300 rescuers worked to empty the grain to free him. He was injured, but he did survive. And here's a quote from the 14-year-old's mother. They sent those boys in there ill-equipped to do a job that even adults should not do. They sacrificed our boys to save a buck and get more corn out. But hey, this farm got fined. So there's that.
I don't think anybody who pushed play on this episode was prepared for the depths of despair that we would take them to.
I certainly wasn't.
No, neither was I.
Ugh. So in 2011, after those two incidents, the Labor Department proposed regulations to protect children farm workers, Caitlin. Now things are turning around, huh?
Sounds like it.
They would prevent children under age 18 from entering grain bins and silos and other enclosed spaces where grain is stored.
Nobody should be there.
It would also have prevented children from other farm tasks, such as herding livestock. And it would have regulated certain tasks for children, such as limiting what type of farm vehicles they can drive, the heights of ladders they're allowed to climb, and the size of trees they're allowed to cut.
Oh.
But. The Obama administration got involved after pressure from Republicans on the implementation of regulations in general. Politicians in farming states complained that this would impact their constituents negatively.
Who cares?
Lots of farm owners and constituents in farming areas made the same complaints, and the Labor Department withdrew its proposal.
I just think this is where we need robots.
Oh, we sure do.
This is like farms, all farms need robots.
And what's crazy,
that's my platform for my what I'm running for office. All farms need robots.
What's crazy is the reason people were so opposed to these regulations is they were arguing that it would prevent kids from working on their family's farms. And it wouldn't. These still wouldn't have applied to the farms where most of this is happening. It wouldn't apply to those farms with under 10 employees, and it wouldn't apply to family farms. So this would have just been one really small step in the right direction, and everyone still jumped in to shoot it down. Even the parents of the victims, that like Tommy Osher's mother, the 14-year-old victim's mother, they opposed it, claiming it would prevent kids from working on farms and around livestock, and it would not. Since 1938, federal labor law has exempted children working for their parents or close relatives from all child labor regulations, with the theory supposedly being that parents wouldn't put their own children at risk. Yeah, they would. Of course they would.
They put some of their children at risk by just having them.
Yeah. And those child labor regulations were the first proposed in almost 50 years. And they didn't pass. So kids are going to keep drowning in corn all around the country.
Ooh,
That's disturbed, but it's fine.
Whatever. Same music family.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like the family of homosexuals.
Yeah, or the bisexuality family.
The bisexuality family. It's the same kind of thing. Well, so, that was dark, Adam.
That's Grain Entrapment. If you want to see it in action, I mean, there's YouTube. Even the YouTube videos of this happening to mannequins is horrifying.
I didn't look. This whole thing, like I said, you introduced a new way to die to me. And that alone is impressive, because again, I thought I'd really cornered that, you know what I mean? In my brain, and dog eared all the ways.
Yeah. Nope. I had never heard of this. I watch Silo when it's streaming. Like, I don't want to be a dick.
Don't rent it like I did.
I don't want to be a dick. Like, they made this movie in part to raise awareness of this issue, and I think some of the money that they made from it went to raising awareness of this. So I don't want to like totally shit on it, but also don't go into it expecting to see a great movie. But it's The scenes where the corn silo stuff is happening are really, really intense.
It's so scary.
Yeah. And had the movie been just that, I think it almost would have been too much to
everything
watch.
Needs a red asphalt. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when we were kids learning how to drive, and they just scared the shit out of us by showing us video of people being peeled off the road. Like, hey, this could really happen to you. Like, my brain does that anyway. So why can't we just produce that for all these different things? Like, hey, this is like, you'll get sucked into, you're going to die with corn in your lungs.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yeah. This is kind of the red asphalt of corn entrapment, this movie. And if you do rent it, it's cheap.
It's not totally worthless. It's just, I can't say it's a good movie.
No. The parts where they cut to the family drama are just stupid.
And poorly acted.
Yeah. Well, the acting's not terrible. It's just the fact that they had to like stretch to make it into a movie. Because the thing about this too, it's not a super eventful rescue. Like a lot of it, you're just sitting there waiting and hoping you don't sink more and having really heavy conversations with the people watching you maybe.
It's a ticking clock movie. What this feels like now that we're kind of talking about it is if a Lifetime movie and a Red Asphalt movie had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the tone you're going to get. So if you're ready for it and you just want to sit with this particular way to die for 90 minutes, was it?
Yeah. It's a short movie.
Great movie. Also, any movie that's 90 minutes is a good movie.
Yeah, I think this one might even be like closer to 80.
Like 80. Yeah.
Yeah. So perfect in that sense. But next week, we're talking about something a little more lighthearted We are talking about one of the most amazing episodes of Ghost Adventures I've ever seen. And here's the thing. I only picked it because it happened on a farm.
I was shocked.
And this is about, this episode obviously takes place on a farm. So as a companion piece, I literally Googled Ghost Adventures farm episode. And this episode came up and it is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It's got all of the things that we joke about. And more.
It really is an adventure. It's called the, now I can't remember the name of the farm.
I got it. Graydon, right? What is it? Grabber Olive House, California.
Yeah.
The
episode is called the Graber Farm Entity. I have no idea why it wasn't called the Creeper, but it's fine. We'll get to all
little
that.
Spoiler there. Also, another little spoiler. They push Billy too far in this one, guys.
Man.
And it is great.
Billy. Genuinely concerned. I was like, oh, is this the one where too. Billy dies?
Is Billy dying? Yeah, there's a moment where, I mean, you could see everybody's like, did we kill Billy?
Yeah.
Did we finally kill Billy?
Someone getting murdered downstairs. Yeah, yeah. It's called the Graber Farm Entity. It's season 23, I think episode 11.
I watched it on Discovery Plus.
What was it for you?
I don't know. I mean, like, I just found it on Discovery Plus and I know it was the same one, so I did it right. But
I just got a new streaming device and I haven't added Discovery Plus back to it yet. So I watched it on Amazon this morning and there I know it's season 23, episode 11. But if you have Discovery Plus, just search for Graber Farm Entity and click on episodes and it should be right there.
And there it is.
And that's going to be our Bone Con next week. Until then, Caitlin, aside from staying the fuck out of grain silos, do we have anything to plug this week?
Just also stay out of bean silos. I know we covered it, but just any kind of silo, I guess.
Let's stay away from piles of grain. If you see a pile of grain, it's up to no good.
It's just remember, it's not going to be like a pile of leaves.
No. Not at all. If your dog runs joyously into that pile,
you're not going to get the dog back.
Yeah. Say goodbye to that dog.
Don't try to rescue the dog either.
Yeah. Rename him Grain and put him in your thoughts and prayers.
Yep.
Because he belongs to the farm now.
Yep. And the earth.
I don't have anything to plug. Patreon.com/unpops, unpopsnetwork.supercast.tech. You can subscribe to Pretty Scary for $4 a month. You get a bunch of bonus episodes.
Hell yeah.
Pretty Scary Boo on Twitter.
Yep.
Pretty Scary Boo on Instagram. Gonna get those deets to Caitlin. I'm gonna do it after this.
Sure.
This recording.
Wait. I believe you.
What is that?
What was that?
It's coming through on your end for some reason.
What?
Okay, now it stopped.
What was that?
I don't know. A ghost, probably.
Seriously, what was? I mean, that was strange.
It's probably the fucking Graber Farm Entity ghost. They seem pretty strong.
You're pissed. All right. Well, I'm glad we captured it on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that.
Because I really don't know what that was.
No. So... That was weird. I'll leave that in. That was fun.
Yeah, leave it in.
So, yeah. A little preview of the Graber Farm ghost there. They're close by. 36 miles east of LA. So
we have worked years to build our credibility.
Oh my God, Zach. All right.
Fuck.
Here we go. Let's get out of here. Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.